Gisborne is the home of one of the country's best-known cartoonists, Murray Ball, noted today especially for his cartoon strip, Foot Rot Flats. Murray Ball began his career as a journalist, but after only a few months moved over and started cartooning. He worked on a number of newspapers, but mainly on the now-defunct Manawatu Times. He also worked in England on various occasions, but only with limited success. Then came a change of fortune.
And then I created a cartoon character called Stanley, which was a sort of a little caveman. And I'd actually used him several times in the New Zealand Listener prior to that, but I hadn't actually developed him as a strip. I worked on that for some time, and I sent it into Punch, and they accepted it as a weekly strip, and that was really the start of my change of fortune. I also got a good agent working for me in London, and they put me into a lot of work doing children's illustrations for comics, comic illustration for DC Thompson's in Dundee and Fleetway in London, the two British firms.
But Murray Ball returned to New Zealand, disillusioned, he said, by the class system, especially in the education field. He then set about creating new characters, among them the famous Foot Rot Flats, a cartoon strip about an earthy farmer and his dog. I asked Murray Ball how this character developed.
Foot Rot Flats has grown out of two phases in my life. One was when I was working in the Manawatu as a cartoonist primarily, but most of my relations are there as farmers, and I used to help them out, and it was rather a traumatic experience coming from the city to be plunged right up to your neck in Manawatu farming activities with maggots and dock tails and testicles flying in all directions, so that probably sort of laid the seed. And coming back here and having this sort of small holding here, this few acres where I keep a cow and a calf and some sheep and poultry and things, I also draw upon that. And also I have neighbours down the road who have a larger farm that help me with ideas.
What is Wall then? Is he a typical New Zealand farmer? And what is the dog? Is he again something of a typical good-natured do-everything dog?
Well, Wall is drawn from several characters. I suppose from my own experience, there must be an element of me, I suppose, in all my characters. Also, one of my cousins, I drew fairly heavily on him. He's rather an earthy sort of character, and he's also, I suppose, was also originally in the back of my mind when I created the character, although Wall himself has developed a character of his own. I'd grown away from both of us, and he stands on his own feet. The dog is a character, a more sympathetic character. I think also partly me, partly the sort of rouseabout that I became when I arrived on my relations' farms. They were very good to me and showed me all the things that they were doing. But I spent most of my time doing the running after sheep and herding them into yards, and I got the dog's eye view from that, I suppose.
Gisborne cartoonist Murray Ball talking about two of his best-known characters in the cartoon strip, Foot Rot Flats.